Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and TiVo them, text them, tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to announce that Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And we thank God, amen, for our apostle, amen, who watches over us, amen. Make sure, amen, that we're going in the right direction. You know, everybody don't have that, glory to God. But we also have a pastor, Pastor Joseph Rouse, an awesome man of God who preaches, teaches, prays, amen, the word of God, amen. And we're calling all men, all women in, amen, those that want to be connected with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, we're calling you in. Both do counseling, glory to God, we thank God for it, men and women. So there's no excuse to say, you know, well, they're always for the women. No, men and women, calling all. Amen. To come on in, amen, and get in and hear what God wants to do and see what God wants to do in your life. They do mentoring. They do teaching. They'll pray with you. Glory to God. They'll help you get on the straight street. Amen. Now, you can't ask for nothing no better. We have two that will take the time out, amen, to talk to you personally. So I encourage you to come on and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry, amen, or what your need may be, and they will walk you through the steps, glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, just a little bit further, we have, amen, Moments in the Spirit that's done by Minister Michelle Wilson, an awesome woman of God who does a quick two-minute clip, but that two-minute clip will jumpstart, amen. You get it on Monday, every Monday. It will give you, amen, that lift that you need, amen, to go ahead and get that cup of coffee or you soda drinkers or whatever the need may be and go on out the door. But it will give you that. So I encourage you, amen, to come on in and be a part. And then we also have something called Midweek Manna done by none other than Minister Sheila Leverett, an awesome midweek manna. She's been talking about the breastplate of righteousness. So I encourage you, amen, to come on in, amen. And then there's one more thing. This is a package deal, okay, amen, today. This is a package deal. So I encourage you also, you know, you will also be placed on our personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a team. Don't mind praying, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in. And in getting all this in that one little package deal, it's only $25 or more. Come on now. You know, you go out and eat, amen. You want to go out and eat, and you spend more than $25, amen. You know, for those high rollers, we spend even more, you know, the limit. Just take the limits off. So why not take the limits off God and come on and be a part, amen. And partnering, you will receive all that, amen, for only $25 or more. So I encourage you to come on and see what God wants you to do. You know, we've been talking about this, amen, on every show about coming on, being a part, amen. So now it's time for you to take the limits off God. You know, you say, well, I can't afford $25. Come on, $5 a week, glory to God. You can save that much and sit it in at the end of the month. Come on, amen. You can work it out if you want to work it out. If you want this, amen. Because, you know, if it's something that you want bad enough, what do? Save up and get it. And some of y'all, I know, hey, glory to God, you'll go and put it on credit card if you want it that bad. But that you don't have to put on credit card, glory to God. So just X that out. Amen, hallelujah. Just go ahead and save the $5 a week, amen, and send it in at the end of the month. It don't matter how you do it, as long as you do it. It's for God's work, God's kingdom work, glory to God. I'm glad that God has an avenue open, amen, so you can receive what you need, glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, just a little bit further, glory to God, we have on Tuesday night, we have Worldwide Radio with Apostle and Pastor. They come on Tuesday night. at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. They do an awesome job, awesome, awesome job. And if you missed it, I know, you know, it comes on different time zones, amen. But you know what? It's worth it. It's worth to hear what God is saying and what God is doing. You know, last week, you know, she was talking about visitations and, you know, talking about the angels, and she was talking about how you want a visitation from God. See, if you missed it, you can go back and listen to it. But if you had heard it on Tuesday, amen, you would have got blessed, amen, by coming fresh off the press. You know how you say you like to get those donuts fresh off the press, glory to God. Amen, you like to get them pork chops, come on, y'all know what it is. Amen, fresh off the press, that's what you would have got, fresh off the press. So I encourage you to make sure that you tune in on this Tuesday night and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and how God is moving, and see if your visitation is on its way from the Lord. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. She did an awesome job on yesterday. Amen. The anointing, glory to God, was all over it. Glory to God. She walked a dog. My God, my God. So if you missed it, you can go back and also hear it on demand. Her show comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Glory to God. But she did an awesome job praying, amen, preaching, teaching. Glory to God. And she also, amen, she also do personal ministry or speaking engagements. So if you want to hook up, amen, with the prayingest woman in the deep south, you can go and hit her up on Facebook and let her know that you need her prayers, glory to God, and she will get back with you, guaranteed, glory to God. I'm not just saying it. Each and every one of us will contact you, glory to God. If this is not a show, it's ministry with you in mind. And when you say ministry with you in mind, your needs to be met, glory to God. So I encourage you to hit up and let her know what the need may be. And if you move on down on Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen. I'm Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm the first hour of power coming to you live. And the show comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I encourage you, amen, to go ahead and hit your neighbors up, hit your friends up. You can go and just let the woman up and simply holler at the door, amen. Glory to God. You know how you do it in the deep south. Amen. Y'all, come on. We're having a party. Well, yeah, we're having a Holy Ghost party. Go ahead and let the woman up and holler out and let them know, amen, that we are alive and on the air. Glory to God. And expect God to move in a mighty way. Amen. And then we have coming up next, we have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. An awesome, awesome, awesome woman of God who's going to give you her testimony, glory to God, who's going to give you the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. So you don't want to miss her show. It comes on at 6:30. Amen. So you don't want to miss it. And you can also go on Facebook and click on the link, amen, and it'll take you to it on Blog Talk, and you can hear what God is saying, because God is doing some great and mighty things. But if you don't expect God to move, then he won't move. Glory to God. But when you come with a level of expectation, a high level of expectation, then guess what? God's going to move on your behalf. Because, you know, we're in a season, oh, good God Almighty, where God is going to move, amen. He's moving in the north, south, east, and the west, hallelujah. And it ain't going to be just a little move, amen, glory to God. You know, you've been getting a few dollars here, maybe two over here, and three over here, and five. No, God is going to come in like a mighty, mighty flood. He's going to open up the gate, hallelujah. Oh, my God. And he's going to really pour it out on his people. Those have been faithful. Those have been giving. Those who have been putting themselves aside to see others blessed. Those that have been standing in the gap for others to see others saved. Those that have been given to the ministry without a grudging heart. Those that have been standing, hallelujah, oh my God, and praying with those who've been needing their prayers, not just for yourself. Those that have been going down on their bended knees, oh my God, and asking God to help them, Lord. When you're going down the highway, you've been saying, Lord Jesus, don't let nothing happen to them, oh Lord God. Lord, save them, Lord God. Don't let them get into an accident because they're driving crazy. My God, that means you've been standing in the gap and believing God, not for yourself, but for others. Those that have been faithful and standing in the gap, good God Almighty, he's going to open up some windows. He's going to open up heaven and pour it out, hallelujah. You ain't going to have room enough to contain it, glory to God. That means he's going to give you enough, more than enough, so you can go and see, hallelujah, into someone's life. He's going to give you enough where you can go and give to others. You might see someone on the street. Hold up, wait a minute. Let me get you a room. God, oh, good God Almighty. That's the kind of God we serve. Look out for God to move in such a way. Hallelujah. My God, because we're living in the last and evil days. I don't care if you believe it or not. Amen. Glory to God. It's up to you if you come to this show. Amen. Expecting God to move, and he's moving already. My God, you can go ahead and throw in your dime. Hallelujah. Because get ready. God's going to be right on time. Good God Almighty, he's going to move. Hallelujah. In your life like never before. Hallelujah. You know, we serve that kind of God. You know what's happened so many times? People that put God in a box. We don't serve a boxed up God. Hallelujah. You understand, when you get a package, amen, from the postman, what do? You open it up, hallelujah, and you take out what's in it. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord, that's the way God is. Hallelujah. You're always trying to keep him boxed up, but God is not in the box. He's out of the box. He's not on the cross. He's down from the cross. Good God Almighty, Jesus still lives. My God. So that's where we need to be. Hallelujah. Don't put God in a box. Oh, my God. You know, God move one time, he can move all the time. Glory to God. You know, there are some that you get caught up. You get caught up sometimes. You say, well, you know what, Lord? Yes, Lord, I believe you. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I believe you. I'm with you, God. Hallelujah. You can believe God. Hallelujah. And he done paid your life. Be a glory to God. But you know what? We serve such an awesome God. He want to get past paying your life. Be a glory to God. He want to get past paying just your life, dear. He want to give you stuff. Hallelujah. My God, just don't let the stuff have you. Glory to God. And when you get it, hallelujah, you got to know what to do with it. That's why sometimes everybody have not received from the Lord our God. They have received everything because you don't know what to do with it. See, God got to prepare you, hallelujah, and what to do with it, hallelujah. In other words, I hear him saying, oh, my God, you got to be sold out. That's when you get it and you know, okay, Lord, now you show me what you want me to do with it. I ain't scared to ask you, God. If you tell me to give it all away, will you give it all away? Because you don't know what he's going to give you back, hallelujah. You got to have that heart. My God, but he ain't gonna ask you to do nothing that you can't do. Glory to God. So when you get this, hallelujah, I encourage you, hallelujah. No, amen. That is for kingdom purposes, because when you get yours and you don't do right by it, you don't do what you need to do for the kingdom of God, you'll lose it. You'll be having a hole in your bucket, glory to God. It'll go straight through it, hallelujah. That's why he had to start you off with the 50 cents and the dollar. He had to start you there at that point. Because if you can be faithful with a few things, God said, I'll make you ruler, good God Almighty, over many. My God. That's the type of God we serve. God is getting ready to do some extraordinary things in our life. God is getting ready, hallelujah, to show some people who he really, really is. You know, sometimes they don't believe it. They think you got stupid faith. They think you just crazy going around here saying, well, you know what, God's going to do this, and God's going to do that. I've had so many times people to approach me, oh, well, you've been saying this and you've been saying that for the longest. I said, well, don't you know I'm walking by faith? You can tell me what you're going to do, glory to God, and what God's going to do for you, but then I can't tell you what God's going to do for me. Amen, glory to God. What is that? Glory to God. God is going to really, really pour it out. Hallelujah. If you're listening out there, radio laying on today, glory to God, I'm going to encourage you. Now is the time to come on out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I know y'all said she's talking about money. I understand this ain't the message. Glory to God. But we're going to flow with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to flow the way God wants us to flow. That's what we do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't nothing staged over here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's all Jesus Christ. And if you know who he really, really is, then you'll know. Oh, amen, when he's speaking, amen, and when he's not, like they all always say, you hang out with it, and glory to God. Then that way you will know if he's speaking or not, glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, amen, glory to God. If you've got a relationship, you know with God, glory to God. But God is getting ready, hallelujah, to do some great and extraordinary things. God's going to do things that people are going to be at awe. They're going to be like, oh, my God, did he do that? Glory to God. And you know what? There are some who are going to believe it. There are some who's not going to believe it. But guess what? It does not matter. Glory to God. As long as you know that it was God's will, God did it. Hallelujah. Because everything that happened good to you, hallelujah, you got to know that God did it. Hallelujah. God is going to pull the cover also off some stuff. Hallelujah. So there's some stuff that's been going on in people's lives. And this day, in these days, hallelujah, God's going to pull the cover off. He said, how dare you say you love me, hallelujah, but you're still hanging me on the cross. Oh, my God, my God. If you know that you God, hallelujah, I want you to press the one. You don't have to tell me your name, amen. You just tell me where you're calling from, glory to God. And we're going to pray. We're going to repent. We're going to pray, and we're going to move on down that road. So how can you say that you love me, but you're still putting me on the cross each and every day, hallelujah, by the sinful things that you do? Hallelujah, glory to God. If that's you, press the one, hallelujah. We going to go ahead on and pray for you. Amen. You ain't got to be embarrassed, hallelujah. We all sin, fall short, but we turn around from that mess. Glory to God. We don't get caught up, hallelujah, in that mess. We turn and we move on. Glory to God. My God, that's the type of God that we serve. We serve an awesome God. Yes, God will pour out everything that you need. Yes, he will open up the windows of heaven. Yes, and yes, glory to God. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because that's the type of God that we serve. My God, my God. We serve a good God. He will bless you unmeasurably. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for God. We live in the last days. He said, well, the love of men is your wax cold. You can't even love your brothers and your sisters. Then you wonder why. I ain't blessing you like that. Hallelujah. Well, if you got all in your heart, what he say? Amen. You got to go to him. But you know, so many times we don't do that. Glory to God. You don't go to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And most of the time, he be trying to get the stuff out of us. Glory to God. Well, you know what? If I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me. If I said something to upset you, hallelujah, forgive me. Glory to God. But can you do that? Hallelujah. You got to check yourself. Give yourself a checkup. My God, we go to the doctors, yes, glory to God. But you need to give yourself a checkup, a spiritual checkup. Give yourself a checkup. You know what, Lord, am I doing what I need to do, Lord? Did I do Sister Jane over here wrong? If I did, Lord, then tell me what I need to do, how I need to go fix this. Don't let pride get in your way when you need to fix some stuff in your life. Glory to God. We serve that type of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. We have a call, amen, that has pressed the one. We're going to go ahead on, amen, and we're going to bring this calling in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller 404, you're on.
Yes,
the
God. Yes, God bless you, Prophet Williams. This is Power Forgiveness Ministries, Prophet Jennings from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Just good to hear your message. Just want to know where you at located as well.
We're down in the deep south, ma'am. Amen. Glory to God. You can find me on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to know what city and state. Yeah, I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Alabama.
Okay,
yes,
praise God for Alabama. Well, I just want to say thank God for you. And it's true, we have to walk in forgiveness, you know, forgiving ourselves, forgiving others, and also repenting and going back and get things right. We have to treat each other right. You know, we can't say we God's people, but we don't want to, you know, selfishness not of God. Selfishness is not of God. You know, jealousy,
yes,
and we don't want to share no information. We don't want to help nobody, you know, and
yes,
stuff
ma'am.
Like that. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call and say, just thank God for you. I'm really enjoying your message, and it's the right now message.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. And you be blessed, ma'am. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the caller for calling in. Amen. Glory to God. But you know, we serve such a good God. Come on, we're going to get everything out today that's not like God. We're going to keep moving on down the road. Amen. With Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time to shift and shake. It's time not to quake, but to shift and shake. Glory to God. Come on and shake yourself loose. Shake yourself loose from all that unforgiveness. You know, unforgiveness don't do nothing but bring on dry bones. You know, I can hear somebody saying, well, you know, way back in the day, amen, when I was, glory to God, with them, they did me wrong, glory to God. They didn't treat us right, glory to God. Oh, my God, you're still holding on and harboring on to all that. That's why you have dry bones, glory to God. That's why you can't flourish, amen. That's why you can't go forth, amen, in the ministry like you need to go. You know, you say you don't let it go, but you ain't. Because, glory to God, every time you turn around, you're bringing it back up. So you ain't let it go, glory to God. You need to go, amen, to these people that you say did you wrong, and ask them, glory to God, you know, and talk to them and sit down. Maybe they can help you to understand it better so you can get rid of that stuff. So you won't be, amen, caught up. So you won't be left out. So you can go and in the ministry and flourish the way you need to. It's time out for all that. We serve the mighty God. Glory to God. So I encourage you, if you're on this line, amen, glory to God. And I know that you is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go and talk to him. Glory to God. You know, as they're closed now, don't get fed. Glory to God. And you can sit, amen, and wonder and ponder, amen, and you can quake and shake, but you don't have the real meaning to what happened. You know, sometimes you can choose people falsely. The Bible said, don't choose nobody falsely. Well, if you don't know, glory to God, then the best thing for you to do is go and sit down. That's just wisdom. And talk to them. Don't let your pride get in the way. Don't let your pride stop you from flourishing in the ministry like you should. Don't let your pride stop from receiving from heaven. Don't let your pride stop you from getting your blessing. Don't let your pride get in your way, glory to God. Hallelujah. So many times we're so prideful, hallelujah. You know, you let it get in the way, amen, of what God wants you to do. You know, God can't work with that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I remember a time, hallelujah, and it happened way back in the day. You know what? I said, okay, I'm just so private. I'm going to give you my testimony. Amen. Amen. It's a sister, glory to God. Okay, sister, amen, glory to God. This is for you. Receive this, glory to God. You know, back in the day, hallelujah, and I'm like, okay, you know, none of my family, I wouldn't tell them nothing, you know. Amen. I didn't have no food, glory to God. Didn't have this. But I never went and told anybody to help me. I didn't ask nobody to help me. I said, yeah, I'm believing in God. Yes, I was believing, and I stayed there believing in God. But don't you know, amen, God won't send people to help you. And then, you know, finally, you know, my family said, well, you come on and let's go over here and do this, and, you know, and come on over here and eat over here, you know. But they didn't have really an idea, glory to God, that what was going on in the house. But God moved in a mighty way. You know, he could have just let me alone and let me just keep on being hungry, glory to God. But God moved anyway. But from then on, I learned, well, Lord, you know, I know. I got to open my mouth and talk to people. Tell them what you want, glory to God. You know, he said, call him up and tell him what you want, because God used people. So you've got to get out of that thing, glory to God. He will use somebody to settle you in your spirit as to what happened to you. This is not the day to keep walking around with this thing hanging over your head. Good God Almighty. You've been going with this for years. You've been attacked by it at night. You so much that you can't even sleep at night. Glory to God. You can't even sleep at night. So I'm saying to you, go to them, amen, so you can put that thing to bed, hallelujah. And it won't wake up again, glory to God. But it's totally up to you. It's totally up to you. You know, when we say we walk in the Word, then we got to learn how to walk in the Word. You know what I'm saying? We walk in the Word, amen. We read the Word, and we get the Word in us, glory to God. That's the thing about it. But so many times we read the Word, pull out what God's saying in the Word, well, we say, okay, that's for somebody else. It ain't for me. But what you do first is you receive the Word in your spirit, hallelujah. Then you are able to give it to others. Because if you can't receive it in your spirit, when you get ready to teach it, when you get ready to preach it, hey, man, it's not going to come out right. It's going to come out dry. Nobody's going to receive it. Glory to God. So go and talk to him. Amen. I encourage y'all today again to go talk to him and get it out of your spirit, because God is going to move, hallelujah, in a mighty way. Amen. Glory to God. Hey. God's going to move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. You know, you want God to open up the words and pour it out on you, and he will pour it out on you. Glory to God. But the thing is, you want to be in right standing, amen, with the Father. Glory to God. So you can receive everything that he has for you. Don't get left out, amen, in the season. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. Because he's saying in the next, I hear now, I don't want to give them dates, Lord God. Glory to God. I ain't going to back up, though. Glory to God. He's saying in the next, amen, 21 days. Hallelujah. We're going to see some miraculous blessings coming upon God's people. Glory to God. He said in the next 21 days. So look out. If nobody, I believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm believing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. In the next 21 days, you're going to see some stuff. Glory to God. You're going to see some people. Hallelujah. The things that you've been praying for. Loved ones. Hallelujah. You're going to come and get down on bended knees and say, forgive me. Hallelujah. For I have wronged you in this season. Hallelujah. I ask you to forgive me. Hallelujah. I hear supernatural debt cancellation. Hey, glory to God. It's coming, my God, my God. In these 21 days, go ahead and start marching calendar and start counting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to do some awesome things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's going to move in such a way you're going to know it's God. You don't take no man do this thing. Glory to God. I heard what he said. Hallelujah. Believe him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the type of God we serve. Hallelujah. My God, and he don't speak French. He speaks plain English. Glory to God. So you got to know that you know that you know where you stand in Christ. Don't just say, well, you know what, Lord, I did give over here. I gave this little $5. No, you don't want to hear that. Glory to God. They don't want to hear that. Glory to God. But how did you live? What did you do? Did you do right? Huh? Hallelujah. Did you follow, amen, the word of God? Did you try? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't say, well, Lord, you know, I didn't know that. No, you don't want to hear that either. Hallelujah. It's going to blow in like a whirlwind. My God, oh, the Spirit of the Lord is churning, hallelujah. He's stirring up some stuff. He's opening up the windows, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, receive it on today, hallelujah. Just open up your hands and say, Lord, I receive it. Oh, my God, nothing, hallelujah, held back from you. If you can believe it on today, just open up your hands and receive it. Oh, my God, hallelujah, God. Just rain it down on them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, those that have done what you called them to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I rain it down right now. Bring it down from heaven on them, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall be held back. Oh, my God, just like the angel sending and descending, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I know you're the one that shall pour it out on them, Lord God. They won't have room enough to receive it, Lord God, in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, nothing shall stop your flow, in the name of Jesus. Move all calamity out of the way, every backbiting spirit, every spirit of deception, every spirit of deceit, move it back and send it back into the pit, in the name of Jesus, because you're getting the Lord God, oh, my God, dominion, Lord God. Oh, my God, over the airways, Lord. Nothing shall hold up their blessings in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I thank you, Lord God, for the release, God, of the blessings, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, as it shall flow in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're saturating everyone on this line, God, and those who are listening on radio land, God. You're saturating them, Lord God. Oh, with the anointing, Lord. You're saturating them, Lord God, with your Spirit of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, God. Lord, I thank you. As you poured it out on today, Lord, with your people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I keep hearing it saying, amen, there was someone, amen, who was listening, amen, to Apostle Nim Show on last Tuesday. You had that visitation, glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, not this show, glory to God. Go on that show, amen, when they come on Tuesday, and let them know, amen, that you had that visitation, hallelujah, because I could see, amen, glory to God, when you had that visitation, glory to God. So I encourage you to go and tell them, amen, glory to God. And don't be ashamed, amen. You don't be ashamed of the gospel. Remember, he said, if you don't be ashamed of him, he won't be ashamed of you. Glory to God. So, you know, we're in those days now where God is going to give, amen, so much, amen. But remember, it's for ministry use. It ain't for you to go and buy a bigger board, build a bigger barn. It ain't for you to build a mansion on the hill. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's to sow into the ministry, glory to God, so they can keep preaching and teaching the gospel to the nation, glory to God. And it takes money to do it. Hallelujah. Yes, it do. You can't buy, amen. You can't pay for the ministry. You can't pay for the word of God. But you can help to spread the gospel to the nation. I heard you. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, I'm talking about it. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to talk about it. Amen. As long as he put it in my mouth to say, I'm going to say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you don't like it, amen, well, then maybe it's not for you. You know, glory to God. Because I want to see, amen, every ministry go forth, amen, glory to God. I want to see, you know, and God's people get what God has for them. Glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, amen. Wherever you get the word from, that's when you go back and sow your seed at, glory to God, because that's the only way, amen, glory to God, you're going to prosper even more. Don't sow your seed on the ground where, amen, you said, well, I'm going to sow it over here. No, they didn't give you that word. Go back when you got that word from, glory to God, and sow your seed on that ground, hallelujah, so you can continue to be blessed by the word. My God, my God, what type of God do you think we serve? We serve an awesome God. Amen. Glory to God. We serve a God, hallelujah, that's right on time. Hallelujah. We serve a God, amen, glory to God, that's so good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve a God that's so awesome that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. For us, to redeem us back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, do you think you give one of your children for that? Glory to God for everybody. Hallelujah. Just think about it. Now, glory to God. No, you can do it. You couldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God, because God is moving. Hallelujah. My God, there's someone on this line. Amen. And thank you, losing your mind. Hallelujah. If that's you, amen, go ahead and press the one so I can pray for you. But you're not losing your mind. The things that you're seeing, amen, they are coming from God. Glory to God. You ain't losing your mind. Glory to God. I heard you. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, am I going insane? No, you ain't going insane. Glory to God. You're not insane. Hallelujah. You ain't losing your mind. No, you ain't losing your mind. You are hearing from the Lord. Amen. The reason I can tell you, because I thought the same thing, glory to God, years and years ago. I did. I said, hold up, wait a minute. What is going on with my mind? My God, my God. No, you ain't losing your mind. You are hearing from God. Glory to God. If that's you, go ahead and press the one so I can bring you in and pray for you right now. Glory to God. We ain't got to wait. We can do it now. Glory to God. You're seeing stuff and you say, oh, my Lord. Am I losing my mind, Lord? Do I need to go to the doctor? Well, I can tell you, glory to God. No, that ain't, you ain't losing your mind. Hallelujah. You do hear from God. Amen. And you're seeing things. You just don't know, amen, what to do with what you see. But I'm going to hook you up with somebody who can tell you. Because I had to get hooked up with somebody who can help me with that, glory to God. And that's Apostle Yvonne Rowell. Glory to God. Yes, ma'am. Glory to God. I've been there. I've done that. Glory to God. I know I was seeing stuff, and I won't say everything that I see, just seeing stuff and hearing things, amen, and hearing the Lord say, I'm calling you to be a prophet. I said, no, you must be talking to somebody else. And anybody else standing around here, who they're talking? And nobody was around. I said, oh, Lord, am I losing my mind? Glory to God. I will say that. But some of the stuff that you see, and amen, it is from God. And you're hearing, amen, it is God. You just got to know, amen, how to tune in to it and what to do with it when you get it. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Nobody stretched the wrong. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to pray for it anyway. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that person, Lord God, who thinks they're losing their mind. We know it's of you, Lord God. We know that they hear from you. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that they go to someone who can help them, Lord God, with what they're seeing, with what they're hearing, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, you said you'll make every pathway, Lord God, straight. Every crooked road straight, Lord. Every crooked road in their life, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we bind that spirit, Lord God, that person who told you that you ain't hearing from God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus and send it back into the pit. They don't want you to go no further. Glory to God. But you walk on in the path of God. Walk on in his path. Glory to God. Come and get some help. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't know how to reach him, glory to God. And if it's you and you know my number or you see me on Facebook, glory to God. Hit me and I'll hit it straight to them. Glory to God. Amen. You ain't got to worry about it. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And glory to God. You know, amen. God is going to move in such a way. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We encourage you, amen. We encourage you to come on and get in. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a pure, amen, pure God. Glory to God. Hey, God is not tainted, amen. God is not mocked for whatever, whatsoever man soweth. Also that shall he reapeth, glory to God. If you sow bad seeds, then guess what? You won't reap bad seeds. If you sow into the ministry, then you're going to be blessed by the ministry. Glory to God. I'm just telling it like it is, and that's the way it is. That's the type of God we serve. Huh? Don't you see God already? He's already opening up the windows. If y'all could just see what I see, see how God opening up the doors and see the windows, amen, that he's opening up. See, heaven is opening up. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hey, he's already opening it up. Huh? Oh, hey. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the type of God we serve, hallelujah. He want to see his people have his best, glory to God. And if God want to see you have his best, then you ought to know you ought to want to give him your best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. There's someone, amen, who's just staying, amen. Let me stand on, in front of the TV 24/7. Glory to God. And you go to church on Sunday. Yes, you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, you got to read the word in order to know what's in the word. It's okay, amen, that you're going to church. Amen, that's good. You know, you're going to church, that's good. But you got to know, amen, if that word is coming, amen, it's pure. If that word is coming, amen, glory to God, right. If that word is coming, and it is true, and the only way you're going to know that is to read the word of God, hallelujah. So you got to break yourself away from that television, glory to God. Break yourself away from the TV and begin to read God's word. Don't go away right there in Revelation. Just go right up there. Start in the book of Genesis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll catch up by and by. Glory to God. Don't go right there to Revelation. It's scaring you to death. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. Go to the book of Genesis. Amen. And start reading there. Amen. Because we serve a God. Amen. It's so good. He wants to give us everything. Amen. And everything. Hallelujah. But that says it in the word. If it ain't in the word, then it don't belong to you. Glory to God. So don't be asking for something, amen, that you can't have. Glory to God. You know, don't be asking for another man's wife. Glory to God. Don't be asking for another woman's husband. Glory to God. Don't do it because it ain't in the word. He said every man, amen, should drink from his own system. That means you ask God for your own husband. Ask God to make your own wife. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ask God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, I hear it. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. Glory to God. You know, so many times, amen, and now, you know, people are asking for other men's wives and other women's husbands. Glory to God. You know, that ain't nothing but sin. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, deacons, I'm telling you now. Glory to God. God is going to go in some churches and he's going to tear out some stuff. Glory to God. He's going to bring it open shame because you don't want to stop. You don't quit, huh? Oh, my God. You didn't quit. Hallelujah. When they came and told you it wasn't right for you to do it, hallelujah, huh? You told them, well, I can't give it up, glory to God. Oh, yes, you can give it up. You got a choice. If you give that up, amen, God's going to give you up. Glory to God. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is not going to tolerate that. Remember when Jesus went in, amen, and he turned over the table, they were in there selling, glory to God, and turned them over, hallelujah. And that's what God do. He'll turn it over, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God. So I'm asking you now, I'm telling you now, hallelujah, get it out, hallelujah, because he's going to bring it open shame. He's warned you about it, and you already know it too, hallelujah. You know this, glory to God. You know it not to be so. You know it's not right. Amen. Glory to God. You know it's not right. Glory to God. But you can't keep it up. And you've been doing it for years. Hallelujah. But it's finally, hallelujah, he's going to pull the covers off. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God, amen, for everything that he's done. Amen. Glory to God. Everything that he's about to do. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch and see what he do. Glory to God. I know this wasn't probably your typical message for the day, but we're going to flow, amen, with the Holy Ghost, amen. Ought to be God, hallelujah. You always come, amen, with an agenda. We're no hidden agenda here today. We just want God to have his way, to get people saved, amen. In this 2007 that we're in, we're already, hallelujah, in April, amen. May 8th, front trailing behind. So, you know, we want to go ahead, amen, for people to get saved, to come out of darkness and come into his light, amen. You want that they can walk and be perfect, amen, with God, hallelujah. You don't have to stay in that same old place every year doing the same old thing and getting the same old results. The God that we serve, hallelujah. Glory to God. You who know who Jesus is, and y'all know, amen, glory to God. You know how God works. You don't have to put him in a box. Because that's the type of God that we serve. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. And I'm going to pray, amen, glory to God here. Amen, for some sicknesses. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray for that person who's had the migraines on today, oh, God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you fix it, Lord. We know, Lord God, that you can fix anything. All things are possible, Lord God, to them that believe in you, oh, God. Father God, they will never have another migraine. Father, we cast it, Lord, in the pit, and it shall not return to them, Lord God. Oh, my God. Everything, Lord God, that they're worried about, the things that they don't have, the things that their children don't have, Lord God. Father God, we cast it on you, God. Because we know, Lord, you own everything, everything, Lord God, is yours, God, and it's yours to give. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray right now, oh, God, that they shall never have, oh, Jesus, I felt the relief, another migraine in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, my God, my God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray for that person who's been stressed. Lord God, they've been feeling a tug on their heart. They've been having chest pain. Oh, Jesus, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, release all that stress that they're having. Let them know, Lord God, if they're anchored in you, Lord God, you're not a stressful God. You're a peaceful God. Because you said in your word that you'll give them peace that will surpass all understanding. They don't have to stress, Lord God, to be blessed. You'll bless them, Lord God, unconditionally, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that all that pain that they're having in their chest, oh, my God, that as he goes and sit back, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. Oh, my God, we serve an awesome God. Amen, and what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I encourage you, amen, again, to become a part of this ministry. Glory to God. I know it wasn't your typical, amen, sermon and what you were looking for, but, you know, let God work outside your box, amen. Don't try to keep it taped up, amen. We serve an awesome God. Glory to God. Ain't nothing too short, amen. And God don't fall short, hallelujah. We fall short of our shortcomings when it comes to the things of God. But no, God don't fall short. He knows what he want to do, glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's why we expect the Holy Ghost to move in a mighty way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request, I want you to go ahead and press the 1 so I can bring you in. Amen. And pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And if not, glory to God. Amen. I encourage you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. To at 6:30 to go over and hear Minister Elaine, you know, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is moving, amen, in her life, and be in prayer, amen, so you can get the word as it comes forth, not the person, but get the word, hallelujah. You know, the word is always what's going to keep you, hallelujah. Glory to God, not the person, but the word, hallelujah. I think so many times you rely on that person to keep you, no, hallelujah. It's God and the word that's going to keep you. The person is there as a vessel to be used by God to bring it forth to you, glory to God, to give you what you need, amen, to help you along the way, amen. But, you know, your dependency should be on the Lord, that God, hallelujah, glory to God. Sometimes you look at the person, but you got to look at the God in them. Look at the Jesus that's in them. Glory to God. That person that God has given them and placed them, amen, in ministry to bring forth the word, to bring forth, hallelujah, the bread, hallelujah, to bring forth the meat that you need to eat. Glory to God. That's what you got to look at. Amen. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, at 6:30, amen, you just keep it locked. And go in, amen, and hear what God has laid on her heart. Because I know and I believe that it's going to be an awesome word in season. Hallelujah. So like I said, don't look at the person, but look at, amen, the Jesus in them. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Do anybody have a prayer request? Amen. Last call at this time. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Don't forget, let's reiterate some of our shows that's coming on. Don't forget Tuesday night, amen, Power Impact. Amen, hallelujah. The line's going to be hot, so I encourage you to come on and grab it on Tuesday night. Don't forget, glory to God, mark your calendars, because it's going to be an awesome, amen, throwdown, amen. We know we're going to win, because we win every time, huh? With Apostle Rawls, amen, and Pastor Joseph Rawls, none other than, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on Tuesday night, amen, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and hear what the fame, glory to God. You know, last week they walked the dog. This week I'm looking for them to walk him again. They're going to have two. They're going to walk in a row. Amen. Glory to God. And many others I can't count. But I encourage you to come on and listen to them on Tuesday night. And then don't forget, hallelujah, Saturday show with none other than Evangelist Elder. Elder Bertha Askew, amen. Because if you miss it, you miss the prayer that you've been needing to get to where you need to go, glory to God, and to get your healing, to get your deliverance, to get, amen, what you need from God. So don't forget it, don't forget it, don't forget it. An awesome, awesome, amen, Saturday show also. You know, it's good when you can come and support ministries, you know, that's reaching the nation, amen, through Jesus Christ. It's just awesome. And that's what we need, amen, pure ministries, you know, that wants to do what God is calling them to do. Don't stray away from the word. Live by the word. And also know who Jesus really and truly is. Not trying to get something, amen, from you, but trying to get something to you, glory to God. So I encourage you, don't forget, hallelujah, and don't forget, amen, the door is open for you to subscribe to, amen, you know, to come on and partner with us, $25 or more, glory to God. You get the moments in the spirit, you get, amen, midweek manna, and you get to be placed on our personal prayer list, glory to God, hallelujah. And you, who knows, glory to God, you may even get a personal call, amen. You know, they said that last week, you'll get a call, amen, from the apostle and the pastor, glory to God. And I guarantee you, amen, they said it, they're going to do it, amen. And when they get through with you, glory to God, my God, you're going to feel like you're going to run a marathon. I can tell you, glory to God. So I encourage you, amen. Again, I'm doing a lot of encouraging. I can't make it, but I can encourage you, amen, to come on and partner, $25 or more. My God, my God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get off. Amen. I know we have an hour show. Amen. But like I said, amen, when the anointing is lifted, then we go on. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But if you don't, amen, I want you to walk away with the show knowing this, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just know that God's going to open up. Amen, the windows of heaven, and pull you out blessings that you don't have room enough to contain. He said it, amen, and it is done. And also remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's what I want you to remember. Amen. John 3:16. Amen. Glory to God. So, amen. We're going to go ahead and amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. Glory to God. If you are a sinner in need of a Savior, and if you're not sure if you're saved, you can still repeat the sinner's prayer. Glory to God. Repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, I repent for all my sins, Lord, that I have committed, Lord God. On this day, Lord God, I ask for forgiveness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer. Now, amen, it's time for you to go forth, amen, in the things of God, my God, and get the teaching that you need, hallelujah. And I encourage you, amen, to come on, amen, and you can go, like I said, apostle and pastor, they do counseling, glory to God. They do one-on-one counseling, men and women. Men, women, boys, girls, whatever, glory to God. They do it all, amen. They wear many hats. So I encourage you to just come on in, amen, and let them know that that was you. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it was you. Amen, glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead on and we're going to close out, amen. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction and give you time to rest and go and hear Master Elaine. Amen. I want you to go ahead and just fill a line up with love, glory to God, as you listen to her show. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome, awesome, awesome week. Remember, Jesus is love. Amen.